And welcome to Community Kitchen, school holidays. So today it's Kids Cook Up. Thought I'd go through a few simple little recipes that your children can make that you can assist them to, you know, to make that little bit extra and just to do something a little bit fun over the holidays. I think one of the things with children I've found over the years is if they suggest the food, they'll usually eat it. I thought first up, everyone loves a really good potato cake or, you know, a rosti. And they are so deliciously good to make and so easy with the grated potatoes. But you can also change it a little bit by using other root vegetables. The trick, of course, with a really good rosti is to make sure that grated potato is drained. And I usually find if I'm making the rostis, I grate it into a colander that I've lined with either some muslin cloth or a chucks or something like that, because you want to squeeze all that juice out. And I think it's nice. You can do it just plain. Sweet potato, if you're adding to it, sometimes you can get that little bit of burn, but the flavour is delicious. Pumpkin's fantastic. Carrot's brilliant. If you make two mixtures, then, of course, you can add your own varieties. You can use some different types of root vegetables, which just make it that, like parsnip. I love roasted parsnip when it's cooked because it gets that really sweet caramelization, which is fantastic. That's a very good thing to make. And, of course, McDonald's sell all these little potato cakes at a huge rate. Imagine if the kids know how easy that is and how delicious for them. Another thing I thought about is, you know, making something like little mini pies in muffin tins. If you make a bulk savoury mince, and I'm talking, you know, a couple of kilos, because if you talk to your butchers, you'll probably find that they have different specials, like a couple of kilos of sausages or a couple of kilos of mince, and it does change it. But if you made that basic bulk savoury mince, just using your usual suspects of some onion fried off, grated if you've got really little ones who don't like the actual texture, even grate the garlic, which adds a good taste to it. But I love to have a bit of Holbrook sauce. I think it makes a really good flavour with those. It's got some really good flavours, Holbrook sauce. Some tomato paste, or even if you want to use a can or even the bottled tomato, it's very good. And then, of course, you can start to change that around. If you want to take that bulk mince into some tacos, for example, or some enchiladas, you can just add some corn, some chopped up capsicums, that little bit of Mexican spice, and you might change your flavourings a little bit there. But it really makes a difference. Keep a bit aside, of course, to make some pasta. And children do love pasta. It's one of those things. It's tasty. It's delicious. And the mini pies in the muffin tins, they can cut the shapes out. They can decorate the pies. They can make a couple of dozen at the same time. You can put them in the freezer, have them for a snack, have them for lunch, have them for dinner. Absolutely beautiful. And of course, who can beat a really good meatball? If you, once again, you've bought that mince, it's a couple of kilos, make some fantastic meatballs. I still go to the old recipe that I use. If I've got some old bread there, soak it in milk, it's good. Or just otherwise use your breadcrumbs. Once again, some finely chopped onion, or you might want to grate it, and some garlic. If I'm making meatballs, I like to do a mixture of pork and beef because I think it's it just gives that little bit of fat much nicer. And I'll add capers in mine. I'll put some of that beautiful chili tomato paste. I think it's just really good. And you can add whatever you like. You can put some grated parmesan in there. But make double, because having a hamburger night is a fantastic way. Cook some hamburgers on the barbecue and get the kids to shape it. Get the kids to chop up the lettuce and the tomatoes and whatever they're going to do, because they do like to create, and I think it's a really good thing for them to do that of all ages. Put your feet up and enjoy the school holidays. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some just really simple, little tasty, quick snack food for the school holidays. Doesn't come out of a packet, it comes out of your kitchen, which is even better. So of course you're talking Kids Cook Up on Community Kitchen. And welcome back to Community Kitchen, kids cook up today, making your life a little bit easier, whether it's mum, dad or grandma or grandpa helping with the children. Always nice to have some good foods. I thought about rice paper roll-ups. They are delicious. And the rice paper noodles, they just take so little time. Do a bit extra because it makes a beautiful salad next day for your lunch. But even within that, some chopped up snow peas, a little bit of grated carrot, some shredded chicken if you've got it, some chopped up herbs. Children like mint, so that's really lovely. It's delicious. And of course, the good old sweet chili sauce as a dipper. It's beautiful. And it's very easy for them to enjoy that roll-up and experience of putting some things in there. Chop up some cucumber. You can even, you know, do a little bit Aussie, and they might like the carrot and cheese with the rice paper noodles with some cucumber. But I think that it's a nice, tasty food. It's easy and it's delicious to eat. And sushi. I mean, I can't believe how many children just love sushi. And it is really, really easy to make, because basically you're just doing get your sushi rice, of course. Rinse the rice always until the water's clear. And you cook your rice, if you're doing about 2.5 cups of sushi rice, uncovered in boiling water for about 5 minutes. And you'd use probably about 6 cups of water, reduce to a simmer and cover and cook for about 10 minutes. And because you want it to have that sort of glutinous thing, but it's also fantastic for making bowls where you might have some lovely crumb chicken left over, and you can put a whole different lot of food for that teenage age, because they do love the sushi and the sushi bowls. But when it's actually cooked, you spread it over the tray and mix about 1/3 of rice wine vinegar with about 3 tablespoons of caster sugar. And then you actually have your sushi rice ready. And then remember that you use your nori seaweed, and you leave a little strip. Let them roll it up. They can do everything with there, and just delicious. But you can use strips of cucumber, you can use some little thin pieces of omelette, avocado, some salmon. I love to have avocado and cucumber, and I really do love the pickled ginger. Children may not, but it's fantastic to give them a try at a few things. And of course, skewers. Now, skewers, you can do your fruit where you're using your little cutouts, your cookie cutters, watermelon, all melons go really well, chopped up bananas, strawberries. They are such a wonderful thing for children to not only to make but to enjoy. And, of course, the veggies, so that at night then they've actually assembled them and they go onto the barbecue for an easy, delicious meal. And the tiny little tomatoes are beautiful. Even if you have it as a salad, it's a great way to make the children enjoy all those different colours. And really, we do eat with our eyes. So the more presentable that you make that, the more delicious. And there's so many combinations, even if you've got some leftover meatballs, to put them with some veggies on there for lunch is delicious. Some cubes of cheese, for example, going back made me think of the cocktail where we used to have the cabanas and the pickled onion and a piece of cheese. It was an old-fashioned thing, but it still tastes great. And I think we forget sometimes just how lovely some of these old familiar foods really are. It's a little bit like trifle. You know, it never leaves, does it? It's always delicious. But these are just a few ideas to get the children cooking. And remembering with your skewers, if you are going to cook them on the barbecue, just give them a little soak overnight in water so they don't catch on fire, because they dry out very quickly. But good inspiration to get the kids cooking. I think it's a wonderful thing. They can start to pack their lunchbooks once they start to know a few of the fundamentals. And when we come back, we're going to talk treats, just some nice yummy things, some desserts, maybe some homemade ice cream, which is as easy as anything if you have a food processor. You're with Annette on Community Kitchen. And welcome back to Community Kitchen. We're talking about the kids getting in the kitchen. It's holiday time. They're always hungry. They're out playing, always wanting something to eat. Some things to get them excited about actually making food. And I thought about, we've got beautiful strawberries at the moment. We live in an area where there's an abundance of bananas and coconut and pineapples. We really are very fortunate. And I remember when I was doing a lot of cooking demonstrations, I'd actually freeze the strawberries, and I'm sure you've done this, you know, you've seen it done, but it works so well. You freeze the strawberries, and hopefully you've got a nice strong food processor. Have the cream chilled, and basically you're just going to put the strawberries into a blender and pour the cream, and it will just make this most ridiculously loud noise crunching them up, but it whips it into cream, into a strawberry cream ice cream in no time at all. Absolutely delicious. It, you know, it's good, you know, it's healthy. Another one that we used to make quite a lot was a coconut milk or coconut cream, depending on which you like. Once again, have your fruit frozen. Pineapple is absolutely delicious. You can put some mint with it. Bananas are really scrumptious. Freeze them up. And, of course, when you've got abundance or your bananas are actually going a little brown, put them in the freezer. Take that into that coconut milk or using the cream. Makes a fantastic ice cream. And I'm going to share a recipe for some choc chip biscuits so you can make some really good ice cream sandwiches. But I did see a wonderful thing in a magazine the other day, and this lady, what she did was she had the wonton wrappers, heated the oven to about 180 degrees and just brushed it with a little bit of butter, sprinkled it with a little bit of brown sugar and a little bit of cinnamon, and cook them for about 7 to 8 minutes in the oven, and they become this just crispy deliciousness. And it was presented in a sundae, but you could also use that with the ice cream because it would make a really good ice cream sandwich. But I'm going to give you a recipe for a very indulgent chocolate chip biscuit. You're only using about 1¾ cups of plain flour, 1/2 teaspoon of bicarb of soda, about 1 cup of butter, 3/4 cup of dark brown sugar, and just 1/2 cup of regular sugar. So it's 1 cup of sugar, some vanilla, 1 egg yolk, about 1¼ cups of chocolate chips. Now you can put pecans in here, you can put walnuts, toasted and chopped, whatever you like, but heat the oven to about 180 degrees. We don't talk fan forced on Community Kitchen, just keep it basic. And line your 2 baking tins with baking powder. Now mix the soda and the flour together and just set aside. Then you're melting about 3/4 cup of butter. But just let it get a little bit nutty, you know, just so it's not burning, of course, but it's just starting to brown. Like if you do a sage and butter sauce for your pasta, just get that nutty aroma. Take it off and then put the butter into a large bowl and stir in the remaining 1/4 cup of butter. Add the brown sugar, the white sugar, and vanilla, and whisk until it's well mixed, and let it stand until cooled, about 5 minutes, and then repeat that whisking and sitting process for 2 more times. Great job for kids to do. They'll be licking and there'll be sugar and stuff all over the kitchen. But it is going to be smooth, thick and shiny. Then you stir in your flour until just combined. Add your chips, and nuts. And you roll tablespoons of dough into balls and place them about 5 centimetre apart on the baking tray. Bake until golden and puffed, about 10 to 14 minutes. Spread them out because that bicarb is going to make them spread. And then let the biscuits cool completely on the baking tray and because you want them to harden up. Imagine that deliciousness with some strawberry ice cream. I think it'd be beautiful. Or if you made a couple of those ice creams, and you can make a fantastic sundae by layering up the different ice creams with some fresh fruit in there. You don't necessarily need to make a sauce, but nothing is nicer, in my opinion, if you're going to have I love it with vanilla ice cream as a caramel sauce. And there's different ways. Some people actually make the toffee and then pour the cream in with just using the sugar and just melting that down. I actually make my caramel sauce, as we always did in our family, with butter and brown sugar, and you just let that combine and till the sugar's actually dissolved, and then pour in the cream and just cook it. And what'll happen, it'll just start to get – the longer you cook, the more solid it will become when it's cooled. And it is one of those things. I remember as a kid, you'd always get that teaspoon and have that little taste in the fridge, from the fridge. But it is a fantastic sauce. It sits well into a jar. And, of course, then you can make the basis of a banoffee pie. So we're talking kids' food today. So I hope I've inspired you to just make a few things a bit yummy and scrummy and have them involved to make your life a little bit easier. Thank you for joining me on Community Kitchen on 101.5 FM.